My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Well, they'd be part of the best fan base in the world if they joined the Chicago Bears fan base. So that's number one. And, you know, we're a team on the rise. You know, so I think it's a good time to be a Bear fan and join us.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Bears head coach Matt Eberflus. He was asked why the fans in England should be Bear fans. And he told them, we're bigger than the Beatles, and we saved your arse in World War II.
Not quite like that.
Oh, I thought
I can't imagine Flusie being that bold.
That's what he said.
And jingoistic, but perhaps.
Because your Royals are inbred. What?
I think there are a lot of Bears fans there that still probably remember Refrigerator Perry being over in London. What year was that? 80? Whenever they went over there.
Let's get to our guy, Brian Baldinger. We're joined by Odyssey NFL Insider, Brian Baldinger. He's the host.
We don't have Baldy yet. We're still trying to connect with Baldy.
Well, we have him. Okay. I'm trying to introduce him. But let me just finish saying that he's the host of the best football show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Mayo. Game day, be delicious. Brian joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Hey, Brian.
Well, good morning, guys. How are you? Everything good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah.
Great.
I mean, the Bears are in London, and we are in Chicago, and the world is a smaller place. We're all closer together as a result.
Well, you realize, guys, right, that the first game ever played in London was with the Chicago Bears and the Dallas Cowboys, right? 1986. So the year after they won the Super Bowl. So I was a part of that Cowboy team. So we played in a rainstorm at Wembley Stadium that year, and it was quite the buzz. Nobody knew what football was about in London, and we sort of introduced it, you know, almost 30, 40 years ago, I guess. So that was just a little historical note I thought I'd throw at you guys.
Well, the Cowboys being an America's team, the Bears coming off what they were coming off in the 86 season, who was the more popular team in that venue?
Oh, it was Chicago by far. I mean, the Fridge was a rock star. Jim McMahon, like, they, you know, you've seen, you know, Fridge taking a picture with the guards at Scotland Yard in front of Buckingham Palace. I mean, those pictures back in that day went viral on every single, you know, press junket. That picture of Fridge with the gap tooth and the two Scotland Yard, like, nobody was more popular than the Bears.
There is a famous story connected to that game where one of the Bears PR guys was asked by a British reporter, is there anything special going on? Is there anything special about the game? And he said, yes, that the Fridge and Ed Too Tall Jones have a bet going that whoever wins the game has to kiss the other guy's feet at midfield when the game is over. And so this British reporter, they had this on one of the back page of the paper. It was Fridge too tall, kiss my feet.
I did not know that story, if that's true or not.
Yeah, they've got the paper with the headline on it. It's one of the all timers. Brian, so what do you think of this particular matchup? You know, we were talking about this idea that the Jags go there all the time, right? They're actually going for 2 weeks. They're going for two games, I should say. But they're having a problem getting out, and we know that they've been delayed a little bit. And obviously, you know, it's got to be worrisome when your belongings are back at home and this storm is hitting and your family's there. It's just it's probably a little bit worrisome. Whatever benefit you get from going maybe is erased by the circumstances in which you leave.
Well, I think they won both games there last year, and then they came back and won at home. They didn't take the the bye week after they came back. So they've had some success over there, and they're used to doing it. I mean, Trevor Lawrence now is going over there for his fourth year in a row. So they have some familiarity that the Bears don't have. But distractions are distractions. I mean, all that stuff. These guys all live in 7-day life cycles. The trip isn't that bad for an East Coast team as it is. You know, Chicago's got 2 more hours in the air that Jacksonville doesn't have. It's just the beds are too small. Big guys don't fit in elevators there. Like, there's just inconveniences, period. You know, the food probably isn't very good. Like, all this stuff is a fact. But, you know, Chicago has a chance here to, you know, start kind of getting back into this race, and they're playing good football. I don't think that Eberflus can allow that these distractions to affect them. I think they need to go over there and win this game against a team that, you know, finally won a game, and the quarterback and the receiver, Brian Thomas Jr., it was a really strong connection last week, and he's a really good football player. He doesn't play like a rookie. He's about as fast as any receiver I've seen in this league. So they've got some challenges, no question about it.
This segment with Brian Baldinger brought to you by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Everything wood should be. Visit TimberTech.com. Brian, in your mind, watching the Bears on tape, what's the biggest reason for their offensive turnaround?
I think, the run game the last 2 weeks has been really good, and they continue to run the ball well. So I think that's that. And then the quarterback is improving. We said last week on this very same show that he really stood in the pocket, and he made some good throws, 2 weeks ago when they beat the Rams, and that was encouraging. And then he improved upon that this past week and obviously had his best game. I thought what was interesting, I know some people that were over in London with Caleb, were over there, and they had interviewed Caleb getting ready for this game. And they said the first thing Caleb did after the game last week, his best game by far, was he immediately, after he studied the game himself on his own, he called the quarterback coach, and he was nitpicking things that he did wrong that he wants to improve upon. And I thought that was pretty poignant that, you think you come off of your best game and people are kind of celebrating you, and you got a 2-game win streak and all that stuff. And he's there coaching himself going, I got to get better on my footwork. I got to get better on this ball fake. He's looking at things that he needs to do to improve upon for this week against Jacksonville, and he's doing it on his own. And I think that's pretty telling.
You know, it's interesting because we're seeing a larger footprint with the NFL, and you were down in Brazil earlier in the year. I think there's a game in Germany future. Where does this end, Brian? Where does this take us, or what is the end goal to all these international games?
Well, it's to grow the game internationally, and to grow the fan base, and to kind of light up the international program where guys like Jordan Mailata have come from, and really expose the game to a wider swath of people in countries, and maybe start a groundswell of players that might get to the NFL like Mailata did. That's that. And then to grow the international audience. I mean, you got 2 games on Christmas this year that are on Netflix. I mean, Netflix is paying $150 million for 2 football games on Christmas this year. And, that Netflix obviously has a global reach in streaming to introduce the game on the international level and to grow the audience. And so that these streaming companies, whether it's Peacock or Netflix or whatever, pay a great amount of money to broadcast the games and have the broadcast rights, which just increases the amount of income that this league makes, which is probably north of $20 billion this year. So it's ultimately to make these owners much richer than they already are.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Do you see a game? I mean, do you see a team there someday? Is that it? Will we have to improve air travel before that could happen?
Nah, I mean, I think, you know, you could have Jacksonville is the obvious team right now because they go every year, and the owner, Shad Khan, you know, he's got a big business over in London, in internationally, what he does. You could play two games at a time, like Jacksonville is this week, come back, you know, and have a place that you practice at in Jacksonville or someplace else where all the families could get together and you could do all the kinds. It's possible. I think it still needs to be. It's not just travel. It's just being across the pond and doing all these things that you got to do in order to get the operations up to par, where it's not a disadvantage to be over there multiple times a year. So I think that's still a long ways away. But there's five international games this year. They're in Brazil. They're in Germany. They're in London. Three games. I can see the international program and playing games overseas because the games sell out in minutes. You always get a sellout. There's a big, big crowd. There's a big buildup to the game. There's a big power party before the game. The fans really love it. And so they sell a lot of merchandise. They sell a lot of tickets. I can see even more games being played overseas. I think that's probably the ultimate goal, to go from 5 to 6 or to 7 as the league continues to expand and probably into an 18-game schedule, which I think is probably going to happen. You can see even more international games.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellmann's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellmann's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Brian, Jaquan Brisker did not make the trip. He will miss Sunday's game due to concussion protocol. It's the third season in a row which he has missed time due to a concussion. If you're a safety, can you change the way you play to protect yourself, or is this going to be something that is going to be uncertain and he's going to just have to deal with if he does come back from this?
Well, it's a dangerous situation. I know too many players that 10 years, 20, in my case, 40 years later, like, are really suffering. It's a real concern. CTE is real. We have been instructing a lot of players to take the head out of the game and lead with their shoulders and hit different parts of the body. You can make some adjustments. There's full-speed collisions that Jaquan is part of, that every position is. I mean, safeties, though, seem to run and hit from greater distances. They're bigger and hitting bigger people, whether it's, you know, running backs in the alley or tight ends over the middle of the field. Like, there's collisions are unavoidable. Can he change the way that he hits? That's what Jaquan has to look at to still be an effective player. And not, you know, it's some players are just more susceptible to concussions than others. Jaquan, if that's the third one, I know Lane Johnson really good. He just had his fourth. He missed 2 weeks. You hope that they can kind of alter some things. I think it's a little bit easier for an offense tackle than it is for a safety, knowing the distances they run to make these tackles. So I hope he can get back on the field. I hope he can play without future concussions, but he's probably going to have to alter the style that he tackles with right now to do it.
Are you familiar with the helmet technology, the idea of having like the padded helmet or the inside thing? Is that an option for players? Shouldn't that be an option anyway?
Yeah, it is. It is an option. I saw a player from Jacksonville. I think Josh Allen Hines actually wears one of those helmets right now. And I think you'll see more and more players just protect themselves, especially if they have suffered from concussions. I think you'll see it. And any player can put that extra padding on their helmet right now. Every player has that available to them. It's open. And so it won't surprise me to see Jaquan play with one. I don't think it feels any different to the player. Doesn't feel like it's any heavier or any different than you put the helmet on. If it gives you extra protection, then I think players should do it.
What's interesting is that this was a hit as physical as he plays that Tommy Tremble, the tight end for the Panthers, inflicted. This was something that basically Jaquan Brisker absorbed as much as he delivered. Yep. And that's just a fact of life of playing safety in the NFL.
It is. It is. And I might go back and rewatch the hit just to see what it was like, because some of these things are just unavoidable. You know, if if the tight end that you described, you know, did that, I mean, he's just the target at this point. And you can't ask the tight end to change the way that he's playing after the catch, all those kind of things. So it's a contact sport. This is a part of it. We're trying to do everything we can to make it safer. I feel bad because Jaquan's having a great season. He's a great player, and he's a part of a really good secondary. You see Byard getting his first interception. That guy probably has over 30 of them in his career right now. Mm-hmm. He's a heck of a ball hawk. He's a great person, great player. Somebody else, you know, Johnson Owens, somebody else has to step up this week for him.
Brian, you've traveled extensively. We know that. I'm curious, if someone asked you what would be your best piece of advice if you're playing a football game overseas, what would you say?
Well, the fields, like, they have a – that's the turf field they're playing on this week. Mm. But everybody was slipping on both the Jets and the Minnesota Vikings last week. Like, it's not – typically you play on a grass soccer field, and it's really slippery. But they put that turf field in on that technology where they put it on a bed and they wheel it into the stadium. And then the grass field's outside. So, but I don't understand last week. Like, everybody was slipping on that field. I was in Brazil, and everybody was slipping on a bad grass field. And that's, you know, NFL players shouldn't be slipping on a field like that. It shouldn't be. And I don't know why they did. They put that field in for these games in a brand-new stadium. I don't know why. But I would get my footing right, you know, during the week to get ready so that it doesn't happen on the field on Sunday.
That's good stuff. Thank you so much, Brian. We appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Enjoy it this weekend. We'll talk next week.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. He's the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.